Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Ready to feel more reassured about your future? Start or top up your pension today. Visit zurich.ie to learn more.
Well, more than 3 years after it was signed into law, there is still no start date for implementing a levy on disposable coffee cups. The so-called latte levy is a 20-cent tax imposed on each disposable single-use coffee cup for takeaway hot drinks sold in cafes, shops and service stations right around the country. It aims to incentivise the use of reusable cups, and the previous government initially said it would be implemented in late 2022. Well, what's happened? Well, the current government says it's still developing how the levy would be collected. Una Kelly has this report.
Because we have so many coffee shops and we have a lot of visitors, we're picking up a lot of cups from the around the streets.
Heidi Bedell is the chair of Malahide Tidy Towns.
Certainly the plastic bottles and the cans disappeared when the return scheme started. So now the coffee cups would be our biggest waste stream.
Heidi says the Tidy Towns Committee liked the idea of the latte levy, and there's disappointment it still hasn't materialised.
We felt that that was a really good way to give people an incentive not to take a cup with them, in the same way that the plastic bag levy stopped people using the plastic bags. Lots of people could have stopped using plastic bags before that, but they didn't. With the best will in the world, they still forgot their plastic bags and when they went to the shops. And a lot of people think about not using a paper cup, but they're just not doing that last little bit where they bring their own cup and don't use it. They arrive looking for their coffee and they don't have a cup with them. So we need that incentive.
Some coffee shops in Malahide are making an effort to cut down on disposable cups. They're taking part in a pilot scheme run by the local council. Customers get 25 cent off if they use their own cup. And if they don't have one of their own, the cafe gives them a reusable cup. It's free of charge as long as it's returned within a week. Krishna Padiachi, owner of a dough cafe, is taking part in the project.
Because it's a good initiative, there's too many coffee cups that are going into landfill. So just try and get people to use their own cups. And we have been using this system since we first opened in 2021, so we do have quite a lot of people who use it, but not enough.
Krishna believes it's important to cut down on single-use coffee cups, but he doesn't think the latte levy is a good way of going about it.
I just think that's pushing the price of a coffee up, which is wrong. That cost is going to have to be passed on to the customer, because we certainly can't absorb it with the increasing costs.
And at the moment, are you finding things difficult as a cafe owner?
Yeah, the prices of everything have just gone up, and they just continue to go up, like nothing is dropping. So say in the last 2 years, I've had, I think it's 4 milk increases. All the packaging went up during COVID, never dropped, prices never dropped. So yeah, it's just getting tougher and tougher as a small business.
And so you would have been concerned that even an extra 20 cent on a customer's coffee would make them think, do you know what, I'm not going to get it anymore.
Yes, I think more and more people will buy or make their coffees at home. They have their home machines, so it'll just stop people coming out and using coffee shops.
The government had initially said the levy would be implemented 3 years ago, but a complication arose with revenue over how it would be collected. In 2024, the then government agreed to amend the law so the levy could be collected from producers rather than retailers. But in August this year, the current government published a new version of the bill that dropped this amendment. I asked the Department of the Environment what further details it can provide on a start date for the levy. The department said it continues to work with the revenue commissioners on how it could be collected. So it remains unclear when the levy will be implemented, if at all. The Green Party's Oisin Smith was the minister responsible for the latte levy, but is no longer in government after losing his seat in the last general election. He says he has no idea why the current government dropped that amendment that could make the levy possible.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed. I think because the problem hasn't gone away. There's still, as I said, the coffee cups now as litter are much more prominent. If you talk to somebody who's a street sweeper or talk to a Tidy Towns committee, they'll tell you that they're seeing the coffee cups much more prominently because the bottles and cans are gone. So I would like them to bring in something. But I think there is significant pressure. When I was a minister, there was a lot of pressure, particularly from large supermarket chains and petrol stations. They were never in the coffee business before, but they are now, and they're making a lot of money out of it, and it's entirely about disposable cups, and they see that as a risk to their business. So I was lobbied heavily on that. I think the minister and the department themselves really want to reduce cup litter, but they're going to have to grasp the nettle. They're going to have to do something about it. They can't just look at it and say, we're investigating more models. I hear they're doing another public consultation, but we've already done public consultations on this. You know, it is an ask, but we see with the deposit return scheme that these systems can work and that changes can happen in Irish society and that we can have a cleaner environment and a better quality of life as a result.
In a statement, the Department of the Environment said while there is currently no levy in place, many consumers and businesses have already made the switch to reusable cups. I asked some people in Dublin city centre if they've made this move.
I don't use one myself, and I don't know. I used to, but not anymore. I lost it. Yeah, and I don't know anyone using one. No. At work, we do use them. They're reusable ones, but no, we usually, no.
I like coffee from a proper cup, so I have a point of not getting disposable cups. But also, I don't bring my own cup. I like to sit and have a coffee. I like to enjoy it. I don't take it on the go.
No, actually, most people who I know who use a reusable one have continued to use it. Yeah, but everyone in my office uses disposable cups.
I like a takeaway cup. Because sometimes I bring it home, what if I don't finish it and I reheat it in the microwave? It's fine.
In disposable cups?
In disposable cups, yeah.
Have you ever thought about getting a reusable cup to cut down on waste?
No, it's habit.
I work in a cafe and I noticed that maybe like 2 in 10 of our clientele would come in with reusable cups. Recently, in the past few months, I've noticed a lot more. Cups. I don't know why exactly that is. I think people are kind of, you know, trying to do their part with the environment and make a difference, which is good. And there's also a discount of 20 cents when they bring their own cup. So, yeah.
Quite a lot of cafes do offer this discount, but it's not across the board. I asked 20 cafes in Dublin city centre what their policy is. I checked a range of national and international chains and independent coffee shops. 10 of them said they offer a discount for customers with a reusable cup. 9 said they do not, while 1 said they offer more loyalty card stamps. Back in Malahide, Heidi Bedell says a latte levy would be the best way to change people's behaviour. She thinks the turn away from disposable cups can't come quick enough.
These cups don't go anywhere. They're made of plastic and paper, and even the ones that claim to be compostable, they still don't compost because we're not composting them in a commercial composting unit. Last week we were doing a Clean Coast cleanup. We pulled out a bag of crisps, Tato crisps for 5p. That was 56 years old, that bag, and it was still in perfect condition. The plastic isn't going anywhere, and we really need to do better. It's just a choice thing. We must choose to do better than we're doing at the moment.
Una Kelly with that report.